I'm Rona Tarrant. Demonstrations continued in Tornillo, Texas on Sunday, where hundreds of migrant children are being housed in a temporary facility. The rally drew hundreds of people, including clergy from the El Paso region. The demonstration was one of several over the weekend, calling for an end to the separation of children and the detention of families. Protests also took place in New York, San Diego and other cities. Italy has called for migrant protection centres to be set up in several EU countries to relieve overcrowding in its facilities and demanded more aid for African countries that fight human trafficking. Italy's new government, which has rejected two migrant boats in the past 2 weeks, has also proposed greater burden sharing. The 10-point plan was presented to EU leaders meeting in Brussels to discuss a common approach to asylum and migration. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared victory in his country's presidential elections. State media reported Erdogan won 53% of the vote. Under Turkey's new constitution, President Erdogan will assume major new powers, including the ability to directly appoint top public officials, including ministers and vice presidents. He'll also have the power to intervene in the country's legal system and impose a state of emergency. Nicaragua's bishops have called for a return to peace talks amid continuing violence. It follows the shooting dead of an 18-month-old baby during a protest. The death toll during the 2 months of protests is now more than 200, with hundreds more wounded or jailed. Church-mediated talks to resolve the crisis broke down earlier last week, and church leaders have urged both sides to return to the negotiating table. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.